This is The Guardian.
Hi, Regid Ahmed here, coming to you from Gadigal land, and welcome to The Sunday Read, where you hear some of The Guardian's best stories read by the people who wrote them. You may have seen the viral video of a monkey named Punch in a Japanese zoo bonding with a toy orangutan. The toy is now so popular, it's selling out across the world. So this week, our Sunday regular education reporter Caitlin Cassidy went shopping to see what the hype is all about. Here's Caitlin.
Standing in line at IKEA's click and collect service to pick up a large plush orangutan, a wave of fatigue washes over me. Not only because I've been in transit for almost 24 hours after a series of flight delays, and this is my last stop before collapsing in a heap on my living room floor, but also for the reason I and so many others have made this journey. It's to secure the toy that people on the internet believe has brought comfort to an abandoned monkey named Punch at a Japanese zoo, who has gone viral for reasons largely unclear to me. It feels a little like Mudang 2.0, but sadder, because this baby monkey has not been embraced by his peers. If not for the plush IKEA toy he had been given by zookeepers, which he grips onto like a life raft, he would be alone and unloved, his days spent avoiding being dragged and chased by older Japanese macaques inside his enclosure. There are different stuffed IKEA toys, all named Jungelskog. I'm here to see if the plush orangutan Punch is so attached to will bring me the safety and security that it seems to have brought him. The soft toy has gone viral in a similar way to its owner. According to eBay Australia, listings of Jungelskog increased by 650% between January and February of this year, and it's been selling at prices between $33 and a whopping $175. A spokesperson for IKEA Australia said there had been a more than 200% increase in sales of Jungelskog in the past week, with more than 990 bought across Australian stores and online. IKEA said, as global attention continues to build around Punch's remarkable story, our iconic orangutan soft toy is now experiencing unprecedented demand. Fans should get in fast as it is selling quickly. So unprecedented is the demand that when I arrive at the front desk after rushing from Sydney Airport to collect my order, I find Jungelskog has already sold out. I am told it will be back in stock tomorrow. I leave IKEA disappointed, empty-handed, and extremely tired. The next morning, I come back early, and a kind IKEA employee brings a Jungelskog to my car. She tells me excitedly, "Everyone has bought one. We sold out yesterday and had to call all these stores. I was like, what is up with all these monkeys? And then I saw the videos of Punch and I'm like, I need one." Laughing as if I'm not extremely aware of these facts, I clutch my Jungelskog and buckle them into my car. Already, I feel a sense of profound peace wash over me. Perhaps it is something to do with their hauntingly large, vacant eyes. After dropping my car off at home, I wrap Jungelskog around my arms and together we commute to work. I am quietly muttering to the orangutan to help them get a sense of their surroundings. "This is where I work," I tell them. "We're hopping into the lift." The orangutan is extremely soft and is about the size of a real baby. I find myself not wanting to let go. My colleagues gush and ask me what I'm going to call them. "It's like meeting a celebrity," one says. For the rest of the morning, Jungelskog sits beside my computer, staring at nothing. It is all extremely cute, and yet I am struck by intense sadness when I watch footage of real-life Punch and his own Jungelskog. It makes me think of a podcast about Kiko, the orca that starred in Free Willy, whose life was akin to a Shakespearean tragedy. Kiko was raised at a sea park in Mexico, in a pen way too small for him. After shooting to fame, a massive campaign was undertaken to free him back into the wild to be with his own kind. But for his whole life, people had been his companions. Efforts to integrate him into whale pods largely failed, and he died of acute pneumonia in the ocean at just 27, remaining dependent on human care until his death. I don't know why this monkey was abandoned by his mother, or what conditions are like where he's displayed at Ichikawa City Zoo. The reviews point to small enclosures, and Japanese animal welfare laws are often critiqued as being inefficient. But there is a definite tinge of anthropomorphism to our obsession with Punch on social media that reminds me of the tragedy of Keiko. Seeing the monkey playing with a cute toy, we see something human and childlike that makes us think of ourselves. But this is a wild animal, and its Jungelskog is not real. When I get home this evening, I will embrace my dog, whose excitement to see me when I got home from IKEA was genuine. Something Jungelskog, as soft and cute as it is, could never grant me.
That was education reporter Caitlin Cassidy. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria, and the executive producer is Hannah Parks. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.